This is South Dakota Public Broadcasting News. I'm Susie Hansen. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says a proposed 20% cut to the United States Department of Agriculture is manageable, but he says the 20% cut may not be the final number.
The director of the budget said this is based upon promises made in the president's campaign. In most cases, we look to see where their focus is, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to follow through with it. And there's enough support, I think, for ag right now to where, if there's ways to save some money, we're going to look at it. We're most certainly not going to say that we're not going to try to bear our fair share, but we're not going to do it at the expense of simply the rural parts of America.
Senator Rounds says he supports President Trump's cuts to discretionary spending. President Trump's proposed budget includes a $54 billion increase in military spending. Rounds says that's not enough. State basketball tournaments are underway in Sioux Falls, Rapid City, and Aberdeen. Class AA girls teams and three classes of boys teams worked to continue their drives for state championships. SDPB's Gary Ellenbolt looks at a couple of intense games from the first round of the Class B boys tournament.
The top-seeded team in the Class B field didn't have much trouble with Platte Geddes. Bridgewater Emory won by 28 points in the tournament opener at the Barnett Center in Aberdeen. The second game was a matchup between White River and Sully Buttes, the fourth and fifth seeds. They're typically closely matched. The Sully Buttes Chargers beat White River 65-52. Charger coach Brian Wyatt says his team faced pressure defense and an up-tempo offense from White River throughout the game.
You don't really get used to it. You just hope that you don't panic. And our kids really did a pretty good job of not panicking, and they fought through a lot of the hand fighting, some of those things, and I was really proud of them because we got, when you're a freshman and you're getting pushed on by a strong junior or a strong senior, that's tough. And I thought they really fought through it and just kept playing and kept playing.
Parker High School came in as the seventh seed. The Pheasants defeated second-seeded Langford. Parker will face Woolsey Wessington in tonight's semifinals. The Warbirds were winners over Harding County. Warbirds coach Gordon Hook says his team played a very intense style of basketball.
I mean, that's what we kind of hang our hat on, is that we're going to play aggressive and we're going to play hard. We got hard-working kids. Our football kids transfer into basketball, and that's one thing as a coach you really appreciate. Our shots weren't going down. We didn't move the ball real well. We had a lot of turnovers, but we always play hard.
Four more games are going on today in each of four tournaments. Boys and girls Class AA teams are in Rapid City. The A boys tournament is happening in Sioux Falls, and the Class B boys tournament continues in Aberdeen. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Aberdeen.
SDPB is covering all tournament games. You can see them on TV or watch them online. Get details at sdpb.org/basketball.